Welcome to Step Brother, a Steamy Academy romance web serial with over 1 million reads online. Step Brother is a forbidden enemies-to-lovers romance filled with sports, second chances, and a bad boy. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance. We hope you enjoy.
Chapter 5. Allie. "You're fucking kidding me," I said, hurrying after Mom through the spacious hallways. It was Friday night, and she'd broken the worst possible news to me. My day had been going great. I had definitely aced that test. Jamal had texted me about going out with him this weekend, despite Jace breaking us up last night, and I'd found out that Nicole cheated on Jace. I thought cheating was the shittiest thing someone could do, but Jace was also the most annoying prick I had met and had been tormenting me for the past 2 freaking years. He deserved to hurt just as bad as he'd hurt me. "You're really going to leave me with him for the next 2 weeks while you and Harlan are gone? Why didn't you tell me this sooner so I could have made plans with Imani?" "Because, dear, Harlan and I want you and Jace to get along." Mom stopped in the hallway with her suitcases and everything. "Oh, dear, I almost forgot my sunglasses." She hurried back toward her bedroom, completely ignoring me. I followed after her with my arms crossed over my chest. "Mom, please. He's going to party the whole time and have girls over and, ugh." I wrinkled my nose and shivered at the thought. "It'll be fine, sweetheart," Mom said, grabbing her sunglasses and pushing past me to hurry down the hallway again. "Your stepfather told him to behave. There will be no partying, no alcohol, and certainly no girls." I rolled my eyes. Sure, that was what he would say. But I'd bet he'd be sleeping with another one of his whores as soon as they left the house. Harlan and Jace were standing in the living room waiting for Mom when we made it downstairs. Jace glanced at me when I walked in, those cruel eyes lingering on me. His arms were crossed over his chest, making his biceps bulge. His hair, usually slicked back with grease like all frat boys' hair, was soft today, a strand of it falling against his forehead. And his lips, which I definitely hadn't thought about while studying last night, were curled into a smirk. "Honey, we should get going," Mom said to Harlan. I pressed my lips together and pulled out my phone, typing to my best friend Imani that I would be staying at her house every single night for the next 2 weeks, because I would not be staying here. Harlan grabbed Mom's suitcase, carrying it to the door. I stood in the middle of the living room, fuming. How could they do this to me? How could they leave me with such an idiot? Do they not see how terrible Jace was to me? Without even acknowledging all my problems with this, Mom and Harlan hopped into their car and sped down the street, leaving me alone with Jace. I was used to being alone with him for a few hours, but not 2 entire weeks.
"Looks like it's just me and you," Jace said, lips curled into a smirk.
His dark brown eyes were on me, giving me that look he had given me so many damn times before. I sucked in a breath, crossed my arms over my chest, and turned away from him. I couldn't spend 2 weeks here. I'd lose more than my mind. "Stay out of my hair, and I'll stay out of yours," I said to him. Then I turned on my heel and started back toward my room to gather my clothes for the next 2 weeks. If Imani didn't have room for me, I'd sleep in a hotel. Jace snatched my arm and yanked me back.
"You're not going anywhere."
I tried to pull myself away from him, but he held me tighter. "Let me go."
"I have plans for us."
"I'm not doing anything with you." He smirked even wider.
"Oh, Allie, did I say you had a choice?"
He wrapped a hand around my throat and pulled me to him until my chest was pressed against his.
"You've fucked me over 1 too many times. Have been waiting for me to lose it, haven't you?"
I clenched my jaw. "No, maybe." Something about him was screaming at me to run back to my bedroom and lock the door, because being this close to him was surely not going to turn out good. He had that same look on his face he'd had 2 years ago when he asked me to hang out, and I stupidly said yes.
"No?"
he asked, harshly brushing his thumb against my jaw and forcing me to look up into his dark eyes.
"Sounds like you need to learn some fucking respect."
I yanked myself out of his grip and stormed to my room. Fuck you, Harbor. He followed after me, his strides longer and quicker than mine. I went to slam my bedroom door in his face when he placed a firm hand on it and pushed it back open. Get out of my room! I yelled, jaw clenched. I hurled my phone onto the bed and slammed my hands into his taut chest. Get out! After closing my door, he grabbed my hands and stepped closer to me.
Maybe I should teach you some respect. Some manners.
My cheeks flushed ever so slightly because part of me wanted to know how he would teach me. Would he push me into my bedroom, bend me over the bed, and take me finally? 2 years. 2 fucking years, and this hadn't changed between us. You're gross, I said, watching his jaw twitch. He growled under his breath, pushed me onto my bed, and stalked toward me. My eyes widened, heart pounding against my chest. His muscles flexed under his shirt, and his cock pressed hard against his gray sweatpants. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. Jace, I said, voice shaking. I hated him, but I made no move to stop him. I didn't push him away. I didn't scream at him to stop looking at me with those sinful brown eyes. I didn't want him to stop. Maybe I was fucked up, but I wanted my stepbrother to finally give in after 2 years of torture.
You've reached the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. To get up to 4 weeks additional uncensored content, subscribe to the podcast at reamstories.com/AmeliaRoseAudio. Due to content restrictions, explicit sex scenes will only be available through Ream. But if you'd like to continue listening to my free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.